Lesson 1. Basic Hip. Basic to hip is the concept of digging, to dig. Mr. Geats Romo, how would you define dig?
Well, you know, man, like when you dig something.
Well, yes, but...
Well, dig, baby. It's like, you know, when you dig some chick or some cat. You know, when you pick up on something, you dig it, you get it?
To dig, then, would mean to like, to understand, or to appreciate.
Dig, it's like... No, it's more like in music, you dig? You know what is a quarter tone? Like, you get a note in there between C and C sharp, and that's its own sound, you know? I mean, you can't call it C because it isn't. That's like dig. Dig means dig. Like, if you don't dig and you say dig, I dig where you're at. Like, I'm the wrong cat, it's the wrong word. Dig?
Ladies and gentlemen, now you begin to see one of our problems with the hip language. Each hip word or phrase carries with it an implication of the speaker's background and his involvement in hip society. In other words, the phrase, I dig, not only means I understand, but I am a special sort of person who understands in a very special way.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
In other words, I'm saying I am hip.
Dig yourself, baby. You got a way to go.
I'm losing my itch. I'm losing my itch. The bootlickers are coming from behind. I'm losing my itch. Losing my itch. To the pips from Camden and from Belgium. I was there when IBC used to play the Astoria. I said don't play it that way, nobody likes the Stone Roses anymore. Mash it up with some squelchy beats. I was there when SoundCloud started at the Asylum. He said, I'm sure that sounds familiar. I was there for the first freelance Hellraiser gig before he went commercial. We were there on stage after too many DJs. They said, what the fuck was that? Every venue in every city you play is cooler than everywhere we played. I heard that you've got a limited edition white label of your four best tracks available from your website. Not that we're bitter. Got an acapella of every good song by every good band, including I Feel Love. I heard that you've got every instrumental version of every seminal 80s electro classic on downloaded MP3 to mix with some oh so trendy R&B vocals. I heard that you traded in your decks and got a copy of Acid. I heard that you sold all your copy of Acid and got Cubase. I heard that you rewire Cubase with reason to make your own 80s electro bass lines. I'm losing my itch to the guys who are doing something original. Mash it up with some squelchy beats. I'm losing my itch. I might have to join a band instead.